Yeah, you know, that's a good feeling, but, you know, that means we can't make many mistakes, you know, if that's the approach that we take. So we kind of try and take the approach that everybody's going to handle their business, offense, defense, and special teams, so we play even keel. If it's, you know, the offense goes out there thinking that, oh, we don't have to make as many plays because our defense is going to ball out, you know, that doesn't leave much room for error.
You cared for him a great deal. Any thought on Pac-Man again suspended?
Nah, I don't really have any public thoughts on it, you know what I mean? You know, everybody else has their opinion, so I think that makes enough.
You look at Kansas City in the offense, Keith. You got a pretty good running back, Larry Johnson. You got a beat-up quarterback. Even things out?
I don't know. Their quarterback, he's coming back, so he should be healthy. You know, LJ, I know that's what we got to do first to stop the run. You know, he's the leading rusher in the AFC, and, you know, 2 weeks ago he ran for 198 on 28, and the week after that he ran for, I think, 7 on 8. So we know their offense goes through him. If he's going, then their offense is going. So that's one of our strong points, is stopping the run. We need to definitely come out and do that this week.
Keith, Nick said, man, I wish we didn't have the bye week when we had it. Do you agree?
You know, you're always going to get a bye week, but we're just rolling. We're in a groove, and I think that we came back today and yesterday and had two really good practices, and I feel what he's saying, you know, because you get away, you get some days off, and you're like, whoa, you know, what's going on? It's Sunday and everybody else is playing, and it's not the off season. So, like I said earlier, it's good to be back in the routine, back in the swing of things, and you know, we won't be off again until February. So,
is it difficult to feel back to normal? Does it take a few days?
No, not at all. You know, if you're smart, you know, I think we had off from Thursday to Tuesday. You're not going to wait until Tuesday to start getting ready to come back. You know, maybe Sunday, Monday, you start getting yourself ready to come back. So, you know, I think it was all right.
There was some talk that they might unload Gonzalez before you'd have to play them on Sunday. Has that been a good thing, or do you not care who's out there?
Typically, you know, I don't care who's out there, but you can't help but say it definitely would have been a good thing just because he's one of their best players. So anytime you're without your best player, you know, I would definitely take it.
The 5-0 thing, everybody we kind of talked to said, we got a lot more work to do. We're not focusing on 5-0. But what kind of sense of pride is there when you do realize you are the last of them? I think it's some.
I mean, we didn't play last week, so, you know, you can't really say that. The Giants played, and they lost. So, you know, we had the week off. We got to sit back and watch a lot of football. But there's no pride factor in it. I mean, it's great to be a 5-0 right now, but, you know, this is an important game. Coming off the bye, you know, we got to jump right back into it and have our focus and, you know, have the same intensity and the same swagger that we've been having the whole year.
They're 1-4. You're 5-0. Records don't really mean anything, though, from what guys are saying. I mean, as the Browns proved the other night against the Giants.
Yeah, records. It's too early in the season to you know, count teams out because of their record. You know, it takes a little bit for some teams to get into a groove, and you know, they had injuries early, and you know, whatever the other problems they have. So I'm not taking these guys lightly. We're definitely not. You know, we're worried about ourselves and what we're going to do. So they're just our next opponent.